Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 18, Pretoria 21, and Mahikeng 20 degrees. We begin with a developing story. We've received information of a fire in Alexandra, Johannesburg, in the early hours of the morning. An 18-month-old child died in this incident. We'll keep you updated online in terms of what's happening there. Then we move to KwaZulu-Natal, where another two people lost their lives when a blaze spread through the Kennedy Road settlements and dozens of homes were destroyed. The spokesperson of the Department of Cooperative Governance there in the province is Senzo Mzila, and he has this warning.
We do know that the issues of kerosene, candles, and also open appliances such as heaters, they're very dangerous in such situations. 3 weeks ago, we lost six lives in Umkhonkhodlovu district where people died of carbon monoxide poisoning. So the province is aware, and we are liaising all structures within our communities to ensure that we raise the level of awareness.
Meanwhile, Amnesty International South Africa says the upcoming national dialogue must not distract from solving the country's most urgent challenges. This follows a ruling by the North Gauteng High Court yesterday dismissing the Labour Party's bid to stop the 700 million rand initiative, which is expected to begin in August. Here's Cassandra Dorosami.
We urge the government to ensure the budget allocated to the national dialogue does not come at the expense of addressing the country's most pressing challenges. Repeatedly, we hear about people complaining of raw sewerage flowing through townships, inadequate housing, poor medical services, crime, and the list goes on.
And five suspects are expected to appear before the Sekhukhune Magistrates Court in Limpopo on Monday in connection with the alleged kidnapping of a 43-year-old Ugandan woman. Police spokesperson Malisela Ledwaba says the kidnappers demanded ransom from her husband.
Three women and two men aged between 25 and 36 are all South African citizens. They have been charged with kidnapping, attempted murder, and possession of unlicensed firearm and ammunition.
And in the Shoba informal settlement southwest of Pretoria, the police is asking anyone with information to contact them after at least five people died in a mass shooting at an illegal tavern. 10 assailants entered the facility and started shooting without warning. Nine people have also been injured. Here's police spokesperson Mavela Masondo.
Please call the nearest police station or call Crime Stop on 08600 10111.
That number again, 08600 10111. Moving abroad, the office of Syrian President Ahmed al-Sharaa announced an immediate ceasefire in Suaida today as the Interior Ministry forces deployed in the Druze-majority province under U.S. broke a deal with Israel. So the presidency called on all parties to fully respect the truce that came after Israel bombed Defense Ministry forces, which are deployed to the southern province earlier this week. And finally, the Mbombela Stadium will be turning green and gold this afternoon as the Springboks take on Georgia. Early this morning, stadium manager Ruth Kotsia told the SABC that over 35,000 tickets have been sold so far. Kickoff is at 5:10 this afternoon. I'm Alina Fisher. The next bulletin on Jacaranda FM is tomorrow morning at 7, but visit our website throughout the day to stay updated.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like. Did I know? Number 20.
I found my old phone today in a box that I had hidden away. Nostalgia trying to lead me astray. Maybe I'll unwrite some wrong. I charge the battery again. Combinations, cause my passcode had changed. Opened up and saw familiar names.